It's Friday!
Go. Head on with Bob Kincaid. 3 hours of conversation, cussing, and a discussing with America's only born and bred Southern liberal talk host. Head on with Bob Kincaid is brought to you each night by Coal River Mountain Watch. Coal River Mountain Watch invites you to become part of the solution, part of a sustainable future, part of the uprising against mountaintop removal. Coal River Mountain Watch, CRMW.net. And now, from high in the hills of beautiful West Bicod, Virginia, here's Bob Kincaid on the Head On Radio Network.
Well, howdy. I have thought all day about how to begin this program, and I still don't know. I talk for a living, and I feel like words are wholly insufficient for the things that I'm feeling right now. As if anything I say will be of no consequence. Mark this date, the 24th day of June, 2022, the 235th year of this constitutional republic's existence. And this is the day it died. Call the time, doctor. Well, it died at 10 a.m. on the 24th day of June, 2022. This is not hyperbole. This is not me throwing a fit. This is reality. This is where we are. Call the time, doctor. Call the time of death. Call the day, Your Holiness, that the United States of America became a Catholic theocracy. This is that date. There are so many things I want to say that I don't know if I'll get to them. I don't know if I'll necessarily remember everything. I'm suffused with a sense of anger and fury, righteous fury and grief, that I honestly don't know if I can give appropriate words to them. I've been crying all day. I've been shaking all day. I felt sick all day. And many of you have reached out to me to express feelings that are, to say the very least, similar. So, you know, I knew it was going to come out on a Friday. They get out of town on the last Friday in June. And I mean, they are on the run. These six evil Catholics. And I'm sorry. Hi, I'm Robin. I'm such a jealous defender of the right of people to worship or not worship as they see fit. But those six evil Catholics don't feel the same way. I'm coming up on my seventh hour of being a compulsory Catholic, and let me tell you, it fucking sucks! 235 years ago, the framers of the Constitution, the founders of this country, problematic though they were, enslavers though they were, abusers of women though they were, elitists though they were, not particularly democratic though they were, did try to set up a country for themselves, of the rich white men, by the rich white men, and for the rich white men, that at least would not be polluted with the stench of religion. And they warned in every way they possibly could against allowing that stench to cover the body politic. And today, six radical right-wing theocratic Catholics said, fuck all that! We're gonna be a theocracy. And boys, this affects you too. You're compulsory Catholics now too. The dumbass, stupid, ignorant, dead from the neck up Baptists don't realize it, but they're compulsory Catholics too. So are the Presbyterians, so are the Lutherans, so are the Methodists, so are the Muslims, so are the Jews. There is no room in this country for anything but radical right-wing compulsory Catholic doctrine. I'm talking, of course, about the Dobbs decision, if there's anybody who doesn't know that. I guess we need to pretend that there's at least something normal about this day. So we will begin, as every program begins here, with gratitude. And say thank you to our 24th day of the month subscribers. And that means thanks to Samson. Thank you to Pam in Washington State. Thank you to Josh. Thank you to David in San Diego. Thank you all so much for being partial sponsors of this little program that is teetering along, perhaps on its last legs, as the nation stands on its. The fundraising goal this evening is $1,830. The fundraising goal for the remainder of June in toto is $3,000. That is where we are. A half a month of fundraising to be done in 5 days. I trust we are going to have a vigorous discussion this evening. I sense that there will be anger, that there will be fury, that there may be tears. And I am so glad that this program has survived this long so that we can have this conversation. And I hope it can survive so that we can continue to. But $3,000 in 5 days, that's $600 a night, isn't it? That's a tall order for a little program like this. If you want to help out, the PayPal button is over at headon.live. Just click it and put in whatever you can to keep this conversation going, please. Because there's none of us who are listening to this program who have another outlet. There are a few other shows like this, but very few. You're sure not going to be able to call up MSNBC or CNN and unburden yourself of your righteous fury. That's what we do here. That is the conversation that takes place here, and very practically only here. It's Friday on the Front Porch. With respect, I ask for the men in this community to clear the room. This is a day for women's voices. And I hope the women in this community will rise to the occasion. Don't leave this to me to talk about. When the Skype group opens, flood it. Join in. I need your voices. I need your voices. We collectively need each other's voices. Men in this community need to hear the righteous fury of women. Need to be able to internalize and take deeply within their core what this decision means. And it will impact men. But the people it first will impact are people who can get pregnant. I'm not going to give any names, but I'm getting messages from people who can get pregnant who are terrified. And they're asking me what to do, how to handle it. Now that the clinics will be closing, what can I do? Because they're coming after contraception next. That, I suppose, is one of the most critical aspects of all of this. They are coming for contraception next. But it's not going to be a neat and tidy linear progression. They're coming for contraception next. That's Griswold. They're coming for the anti-sodomy laws. That's Lawrence. They're coming for your marriages. That's Obergefell. How do I know that? Because Clarence Pubes on the Coke can, Slappy Thomas, that vile abomination in a black robe, said so out loud today in his concurrence to Dobbs. Not content to simply ruin the lives of more than half of the people in this country, he said he has his sights set on more. He said it in print. He couldn't just join the other monstrosities of this opinion and let it stand at that and sign off on Sammy Bad Breath's pay-on to misogyny. He had to write for himself declaring that people who want to use contraception are next, that people who want to love people of the same gender, the same sex, are next, that people who want to marry anything but another, but an opposite sexed person are next. The only thing he, curious, yes, 'tis a puzzlement. The only thing he said he wasn't going to come for was Loving versus Virginia. That, of course, is the Supreme Court case that allows him to be married to that insufferable, insurrectionist, vulgar white woman, Jenny Thomas. He gets a pass. Laws for thee, but not for he. I hate them. I hate them, and I know that hate is a destructive emotion, but I am willing to allow it to myself for now because it is the only emotion of which I am capable. I don't have to worry about being a Christian, so I don't have to love my fucking enemy. And make no mistake, they are our enemies. They are the enemy of anything that is good and decent in this country. They are as bad as any mullah in Iran or any Wahhabist beard in Saudi Arabia. They're just doing it under the pretense of Christianity. And I hold the people who hold those religions up personally responsible. I have so many friends who are Catholic. People I love. And I cannot help but ask the question, why? Why did you continue to prop up this evil until it could do this to this country, our country? This is the moral and ethical equivalent of the shots fired on Fort Sumter. I'm trying to organize my thoughts for all I'm worth. I don't know what kind of a job I'll do of it. Thank you, Ralphs. I'm offering a $50 challenge for the Supreme Court getting rid of Roe versus Wade. Thank you, Ralphs. God, they are so evil. So please, match Ralphs' challenge and we'll be down to 1730 to go. We'll be down to 2,900 to finish June. Thank you, Ralphs. Thank you, Earther, for jumping in early. Emilio, thank you. I enjoyed chatting with you last night. Thank you. So actually, we're down to, at this point, we are down to 2,987. Thank you, Emilio. Thank you. Let's check in with some early thoughts. Megan says, I know you haven't heard from me in a while. I've been working two jobs while going to grad school. I knew you were in school, and I hope it's going well, Megan. It's so good to hear from you, sister. I've been buried knee-deep in work, but it's a miracle anything got done today. I've been deeply furious. My mother is deeply furious. She says she marched for that right, and I won't be talking on the program tonight except via email because I'll have to zip off to a rally tonight. It seems that's the generational gift my mother's generation has left us. I'll be doing the same thing as soon as the show is over. They actually scheduled a candlelight vigil in front of the Fayette County Courthouse for 7 p.m. I can't get there till probably like 8:15, but I have to stand and be counted. So love to you, Megan says, and all my fellow Americans who are terrified. Hang together and fight this. May they never know a moment's peace after this. And you just said exactly what I've been thinking all day. And I'll try to see if I can sort it out here in a minute. Megan adds, here's how I fucking feel today. My uterus has less rights than a fucking gun, less rights than a hunk of metal. What the fuck? What the actual fuck? What the fucking fuck? Let it all out, Megan, because it's going to be replaced with more fury. At this point in time, you are a human pressure relief valve. But I know what you're saying. And, some might say, well, geez, Robin's a trans woman. She doesn't have a dog in this hunt. But the fact of the matter is, I think I do understand some of this. I have no uterus. I will never be pregnant. But the fact of the matter is, I spent50 years living a life I didn't want. I spent 50 years forced to live something that was untrue and unreal to me. Forced. So I get, at least by comparison, I get some portion of it. Thank you, Joy in Ann Arbor. I'm openly sobbing. She says, your words are perfect. I'm unable to participate in my current state. I understand. Thank you. How can six people do so much evil to so many? And Megan's right. Never let them have another moment's peace. Never. Not one. And I don't feel so bad having said that because Samantha B. has already said it. Never let Sammy Bad Breath Alito eat a dinner in peace again for the rest of his natural born days. May their names, Sammy Bad Breath, Clarence Pubes on the Coke Can, Slappy Thomas, Old Balls and Stripes, Neil Gorsuch, spelled K-N-E-E-L, you heretic fucks, Brett Kavanaugh, and that cum dumpster handmaid, may they never know a moment's peace. They deserve it no more than the memory of Roger Taney does, for that is whom they have inscribed their names next to. They are vile. They are evil. They are despisers of the United States of America and the Constitution. They were not put in their offices to do justice or to even interpret the Constitution. They were put in their offices by wealthy theocrats to do the bidding of wealthy theocrats who hate America as much as they do. And so if it should turn out that in future years the name of Gorsuch and Thomas and Kavanaugh and Roberts, of Alito, of what's-her-fuck, COVID Barrett, become words to swear by, words that we spit from our mouths as we would sputum and vomit, so be it. They sought it. They earned it. You will note, Agent Fred, that I have suggested no violence whatsoever. But there is not a bad thing that can come to these monsters and the people who support them that I will condemn. I mean, I'm thinking some ancient Greek and Old Testament shit here. Every time something bad happens in their life, I want them to look into their filth, the filthy, dark, vile, vulgar pits of the places where their soul should be, and wonder, you reckon this could be the universe getting back at me for fucking over 150 million plus women in this country? Gee, you know, let's say Brat or Amy's little daughter winds up with an ectopic pregnancy that cannot be treated because of Roman Catholic dogma and doctrine. When she looks at her mommy or her daddy and says, but why? I wonder if they'll look up and say, maybe it was the wrong thing for me to attack the very fabric of freedom in this country. Maybe. Oh, but no, the children of the precious, precious children of these vile, vulgar theocrats, well, they won't be touched by any of their mommies or daddy's decisions. Hell no. They're above it all. And Sammy Bad Breath and the lot of them will continue to go to dinner, and they'll continue to stand around swilling booze with their friends at cocktail parties. And the people who agree with them will call them servants of God. And they will have security details for the rest of their lives, because that's how long they get to remain on the court. Hey, I'm just thinking about something. And this goes out to the institutionalists in the Congress, particularly in the House of Representatives. You think it might have been a good idea, after all, to have impeached Sammy Bad Breath for fucking being a credibly accused sexual abuser? Maybe. Is it too late? Can we impeach Slappy for his manifest violations of anything vaguely resembling judicial ethics, ruling on cases while his vulgar, filthy, white, insurrectionist wife tried to tear apart the very fabric of elected civil governance in this country? But you think maybe we should have done that already? I wonder. And I don't know, maybe some booker has found her and asked her to maybe speak. I wonder what Anita Hill's feeling right now. Maybe her head in her hands, maybe the tears flowing freely, maybe anguished cries of, "I tried to tell you, motherfuckers!" Oh, and by the way, President Biden, I've been exceptionally kind and decent during the... And I've been proud of the job you've done. And, of course, today, President Biden said that this is a dark day for both the Supreme Court and the United States. And he's right. I'd like to add something. I know that you have been, President Biden, a good and devout and faithful Roman Catholic all your life. It's time to leave, President Biden. It is time to leave the Roman Catholic Church, because the Roman Catholic Church has left any ideas of freedom or democracy. Listen, President Biden, honey, go be an Episcopal. The only real difference is that the monarch of England is the head of the church, and the priests can get married, and priests can be women. And gay people can be priests, but they're still, at least in theory, preaching out of the same Bible. They're just not quite as sickly theocratic. Get out, Joe, for the sake of your own soul and the sake of your own legacy. And don't be saying, well, you know, somebody's going to step in and save the church. You're not that guy, and no, it can't be saved. It is a haven for theocrats and people who despise representative government. How many times does the Roman Catholic Church have to stand by, have to support, have to endorse dictators, murderers, theocrats, thugs? Argentina, anyone? Chile? Franco's Spain. The sick motherfucker who founded the cult within Roman Catholicism to which Slappy Thomas and Fat Dead Tony Scalia belong. Well, he was a bosom buddy of Generalissimo Francisco Franco. I wonder if these six vulgar right-wing, white-wing Catholics, I wonder if they understand how much damage they have done to their own faith. I wonder. The credibility of the Roman Catholic Church, and by extension, most of the rest of Christianity, is in the shitter. It's like that headline I brought up a couple of nights ago. Number of people in the United States who believe in God drops to new low as the practitioners of Christianity themselves sink to new lows. Leave the church, President Biden. There's nothing for you there. Nothing. Nothing at all. A couple of voices via email. Four down, says Ron in Raleigh. Now that Roe's been overturned, which gave Nancy Pelosi a chance to send out a fundraising letter so that she can send funds. Oh, no, please. Stop. This isn't about Nancy Pelosi, except for the fact that she should leave the Roman Church, too. But Ron says, Slappy says he believes Griswold and Obergefell and Lawrence should all be revisited. Oddly enough, Griswold was decided in 1965 and Loving was decided in 1967. I was in high school. Loving was a direct precedent to Griswold, yet somehow Slappy didn't mention revisiting Loving. These judicial hacks revisit Brown. You can bet your ass on that. Can Lochner be far behind? Ketanji Brown Jackson, Sonia Sotomayor, and Elena Kagan will spend the next 30 years writing dissenting opinions on all the crazy shit these fucking right-wing hacks reverse. Dancing madly backwards on a sea of air. Matt in San Francisco says, I meant to write you yesterday, but I fell asleep after work. Happens sometimes. I was pissed off over the concealed carry decision by SCOTUS. Why does our greater society not see that everything is in place for fascism to march right in and take over? So first we have the Republican Party targeting trans people, and then they did a reach back to ensure they didn't leave us queers out because a dog always returns to its vomit. So work the crowd, get them angry, allow them to be armed, and then vilify the other. I was thinking about exactly that thing earlier today. Maybe there's a reason. Maybe there's been a long plan. Maybe it's been a long con. Maybe there's a reason they've done all this gun shit before they did this. Knowing that the people who still believe in representative democracy can be easily slaughtered in the streets. What's the logical end of this track? It doesn't take much imagination to reach the point where some of us would be required to wear a pink triangle. Oh, and those within pink triangles, let's move them all into the same neighborhood. Then today, let's have a heave on a big scoop of outlawing abortions. Isn't that one of the first things a fascist government does? Sure, a fascist government fetishizes childbearing for the good of the Reich. So now, until we can round up everyone and put them where they belong, we can at least thin the herd by encouraging the gun-toting morons to shoot you, shoot me, shoot a woman walking out of Planned Parenthood. They are winning! I'm speeding up my backup plan to have an escape country to head towards. In the meantime, I will fight, but I'm not waiting for the camps to be built. I know. Another dear friend of mine said, we're lucky to have friends with property out of country, and we're working on getting our documents in order to leave. And no one's safe, and they've made sure that we understand that. every single person attending a vigil this evening, and they are breaking out all over the country. And I hope the fury is sustained. I hope people don't just show up and then not show up anymore. Because this is going to take sustained fury, and we had better, by God, make it into a political act, fundraising letter or no. A woman's bodily autonomy is non-negotiable. Five men and one self-loathing woman can say that it is all they want, but it is not. Abortion is not going to end in the United States. Just the safe, legal, careful, medically monitored ones will. You'll notice they didn't outlaw coat hangers today, now did they? Those good Christians, for all I know, those good Christians at Hobby Lobby will put a two-for-one sale on fucking knitting needles. God, I hate them! With the heat of every single star in this known universe, I hate them. I comforted myself by going and reading of the end of Charles the Bad. That always seems to help. I shared on Facebook, as a comment to the essay that I wrote today, I shared that wonderful scene from the Princess Bride, where Wesley talks about, no, not to the death, to the pain. And that one particular line, no, your ears remain so that you can hear every terrified, sickened scream of every child who looks at you and says, my God, what is that thing? There is nothing that could happen that I would condemn. There is nothing, my rage cannot come up with sufficient words. And by the way, freedom of speech, oh fuck no, there isn't. The grunting, barking, howling, misogynistic monsters of the white wing are doing victory laps and end zone dances today. The Attorney General of Texas sent his entire staff home so that they could, in his words, celebrate. Yeah, maybe he sent the men home so that they could slap the old ladies around a little bit and fuck them whether they wanted it or not. Women, submit to your husbands as the church submits to Christ. It will be written that the end of Republican representative democracy in the United States was brought on by religion. But really, how does it feel, Muslims? How does it feel, Jews, to be compulsorily Catholic now? Not to bow a knee to Rome of your own free will, but to have your body driven onto the ground. I worry about any little boy anywhere near any Roman Catholic priests today. The priests may be overcome with excitement. This was going to be, well, I might as well go ahead and say this too. This is a hard time of year for me. Sunday will mark the 51st anniversary of the day the bullet passed through the brains of the young man I thought was my brother. leaving me a lifetime of trying to sort out and never getting an answer for why he raped the fuck out of me. I've often wondered if that is why he ran away. So, yeah. Oh, well. At least nobody's going to rape any of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops. Or any evangelical megachurch preachers. Oh, well. Under ordinary circumstances, I would never say such a thing as that. But friends, sisters, brothers, non-binary siblings, these are not ordinary days. And my rage consumes me. And Jeremy in Vermont says, you're all on the list, your names just haven't been called yet. I know. Everybody attending, and I wonder if it's in the backs of their minds, but they are driven. Everybody attending protests all across this country have to also be wondering if there's going to be some maggot with a gun. Some furious Roman Catholic with an AR-15 ready to slaughter the heretics. Like I said, when this program's over, I'm going to head across the river. I'm going to head to Fayetteville. There's a courthouse vigil there. And I have to wonder if some right-wing maniac with a Second Amendment, with his Second Amendment rights, is going to come after someone. Thanks to those self-same maniacs on the court, we have to think about those things. But we cannot shrink from the public square, not in this moment, not in this time. A hero dies but once, but a coward dies a thousand deaths. I think Shakespeare said that. Matt tells me in the Bay Area there are protests planned today. All over San Francisco. I saw a video of a protest taking place in Los Angeles a little bit ago. And understand, I'm not backing away from the other predictions that I have made. Yeah, abortion is going to remain safe and legal in California, in Washington, in Oregon, in New York, in New Jersey, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Connecticut, Vermont, Illinois, hopefully Minnesota. Michigan. But that's not guaranteed either, because earlier today, if you didn't notice, what I have predicted, well, it came true too. The folks over at that website that rhymes with light and fart invited Mike Pencilneck Geek to sit down for a chat with them, who somehow or another thinks that he's going to manage to be presidential timber in 2024, told that website that rhymes with light and fart,
Now that Roe v. Wade has been consigned to the ash heap of history, a new arena in the cause of life has emerged, and it is incumbent on all who cherish the sanctity of life to resolve that we will take the defense of the unborn and the support for women in crisis pregnancy centers to every state in America. Having been given this second chance for life, we must not rest and must not relent until the sanctity of life is restored to the center of American law in every state in the land.
California, you're in their sights. Oregon, Washington, you're in their crosshairs. Massachusetts, they're coming for you. New York, you're on the list. New Jersey, all of you. They will not rest until this country is as vile a theocracy as Saudi Arabia or Iran. And that is no hyperbole. We did not fight hard enough. We did not vote hard enough. And now here we are. Brother Deacon Asa saying, you know what? This is all on the filthy, degenerate, soulless purity assholes. The fundies were always a known quantity. We always knew this is where they wanted to go. Had it not been for the purity fuckwads allowing the orange vomit to get his filthy paws on the levers of power, we wouldn't be facing this situation today. How's that Jill fucking Stein vote working out for you, Susan Sarandon? Huh? How's it working out? Tell us all about it. When someone tells you who they are, believe them. Believe them. And everybody who's on the line needs to be in the streets right now. Be unrelenting. Be non-negotiable. Look what a bunch of petulant traitors did on January the 6th. And the cops didn't even fire a single bullet. We will not get that respect. We will not get that luxury. Our only hope is in insurmountable numbers. You know, if enough people showed up in Washington, D.C., the Supreme Court of the United States building could be dismantled block by goddamn block. I'm trying to remember when it was in Republican Rome. See, Caesar was murdered. They always say Caesar was murdered in the Senate. But Caesar was murdered in the Temple of Venus Victrix that was attached to the Theater of Pompey. And that's why he had that long walk the morning of his assassination from the Domus Publica in the Forum all the way out to the Campus Martius. Because prior to that, an enraged crowd had set fire to the Curia, the building where the Senate traditionally met. And it was unavailable for use on that day, the Ides of March in 44 BC. Taking it out on a building is probably not the best look or the best use of resources and capacity. Thank you so much, Charlene in Rogues Island. Thank you. Charlene has just taken out half of Ralph's challenge. $25 more to go on that. We're nearing the close of the first hour of the program. And as I said before, when we open up the Skype line
when we go to the old holler tree that we sublet from the Keebler elves, I need the men to step aside, step back, listen out of respect, learn. I knew, I somehow suspected I would, and I have earlier. Heard from Lady B. This tells you something. Roe overturned. I got nothing. Fuck it. I just don't care anymore. I don't think someone who doesn't care anymore bothers to send an email saying she doesn't care anymore. And added, P.S. This isn't just about little girls. Hint, it's about transgender girls, too. Texas school district bans hooded clothing and dresses for most students, saying it will promote professionalism. Yeah, those things are referred to as stealth hoodies. The kids in that fascist school district also have to wear solid colored shirts and slack shorts or capri pants in navy blue, black, or khaki. There shall be no denim. There shall be no sleeveless shirts. There shall be no T-shirts. There shall be no overalls or clothing with holes in it. The other word besides stealth hoodie is dysphoria hoodie. Some people in transition wear hoodies a lot, so that they can hide themselves while their bodies change. One individual pissed off, Derek Holloman, told WFAA, a young lady should be able to choose what she wears. They shouldn't be forced to wear pants. These Texas theocrats, on the other hand, saying these changes are made to improve student self-esteem, bridge socioeconomic differences among students, and promote positive behavior, thereby enhancing school safety and improving the learning environment. Believe you me, they never gave a good goddamn about hoodies until they found out that the little trans kids like to wear them. Oh, and this is important. In Dobbs v. Jackson's Women's Health Organization, well, you know, we when we talk about Supreme Court history and the like, we talk about their more odious decisions. Things like Plessy versus Ferguson and the establishment of separate but equal. But as our legal eagles, and I think particularly of our buddy Dave down in Kentucky, have pointed out, you know, nobody talks about the body of the Plessy versus Ferguson decision. What you learn about when you go to law school, you read the dissent of Judge John Marshall Harlan, because he blistered the fuck out of the majority in his stinging, righteous dissent. Well, I think the same is going to prove true of the dissent in Dobbs. And you know, it's weird. Roberts wrote a concurrence, Kavanaugh wrote a concurrence, Thomas wrote a concurrence. They all just couldn't sit down and agree that Sammy Bad Breath was right.
And yeah, Ron and Raleigh, you might find this curious. In Kavanaugh's concurrence, he writes a footnote in which he cites, wait for it, Lochner. But there's a takeaway pull quote. In the dissent, which will be far more famous down the line than any of these things these burbling theocrats have written. These vulgar, un-American pigs. And Justices Breyer, Sotomayor, and Kagan were all together on the dissent. And they said, and carve this in stone, today, the court says that from the very moment of fertilization, a woman has no rights to speak of. A state can force her to bring a pregnancy to term, even at the steepest personal and familial costs. An abortion restriction the majority holds is permissible whenever rational, the lowest level of scrutiny known to the law. That just basically means as long as the legislature gets the words in the right order, they're good. And because, as the court has often stated, protecting fetal life is rational, states will feel free to enact all manner of restrictions. The Mississippi law at issue here bars abortions after the 15th week of pregnancy. Under the majority's ruling, though, another state's law could do so after 10 weeks, or 5, or 3, or 1, or again, from the moment of fertilization. States have already passed such laws in anticipation of today's ruling. There are states all over this country, I'll add, with what are called trigger laws. Laws that have just been laying around waiting like time bombs. The minute that the court overrules Roe, these things become law 15 days later. Some states have enacted laws extending to all forms of abortion procedure, including taking medication in one's own home. They have passed laws without any exceptions for when the woman is the victim of rape or incest. Uncle, Daddy! The fact that they do that tells you a lot about Republicans, doesn't it? Under those laws, a woman will have to bear her rapist's child or a young girl her father's, no matter if doing so will destroy her life. So, too, after today's ruling, some states may compel women to carry to term a fetus with severe physical anomalies, for example, one afflicted with Tay-Sachs disease, sure to die within a few years of birth. States may even argue that a prohibition on abortion need make no provision for protecting a woman from risk of death or physical harm. Across a vast array of circumstances, a state will be able to impose its moral choice on a woman and coerce her to give birth to a child. A state will be able to impose its moral choice on a woman and coerce her to give birth to a child. Enforcement of all these draconian restrictions will also be left largely to the state's devices. A state can, of course, impose criminal penalties on abortion providers, including lengthy prison sentences, but some states will not stop there. Perhaps in the wake of today's decision, a state law will criminalize the woman's conduct too, incarcerating or fining her for daring to seek or obtain an abortion. And as Texas has recently shown, a state can turn neighbor against neighbor, enlisting fellow citizens in the effort to root out anyone who tries to get an abortion or to assist another in doing so. Today's decision, the majority says, permits each state to address abortion to it as it pleases, returning the question of abortion to the states and the people. That was the Orwellian language of Sammy Badbreath. That is cold comfort, of course, for the poor woman who cannot get the money to fly to a distant state for a procedure. Above all others, women lacking financial resources will suffer from today's decision. In any event, interstate restrictions will also soon be in the offing. After this decision, some states may block women from traveling out of state to obtain abortions, or even from receiving abortion medications from out of state. Y'all, please take the period trackers off your phone. Please. Those things are subpoenaable. They are monitorable. In some cases, they are run by corporations that would turn it over to some theocratic gang of thugs without hardly a heartbeat in between the request and the granting of it. Pull your period trackers. Figure out how to calculate your period and keep the number in your head. And then Texas, of course, will pass a sodium pentothal law, I'm sure. When you go to the doctor, be up front. Ask them, what is your policy when the state comes to subpoena the records of your female patients? Of your patients who can become pregnant, what is your policy? If they ask you about your LMP, your last menstrual period, tell them, I cannot safely give you that information because it may be used against me in a court of law. This is where we are. This is where we are. Most threatening of all, no language in today's decision stops the federal government from prohibiting abortions nationwide once again from the moment of conception and without exceptions for rape or incest. If that happens, quote, the views of an individual state's citizens will not matter. The challenge for a woman will be to finance a trip to New York or California, but not for... The challenge for a woman will not be to finance a trip to New York or California, but to Toronto. And by the way, you know, we're forever hearing about what great bosom buddies and chums the justices of the Supreme Court are outside the scope of their jobs. How Elena just thinks the world of Slappy. And how Sonya just loves Sammy Bad Breath's taste in wines. That shit better be over, ladies. And Ketanji Brown Jackson? No. Don't you go sashaying into that court thinking you're going to make friends with a bunch of goddamn racists and theocrats. You'll get along. Y'all three will get along just fine without them. Leave them be. Don't speak to them. Don't let your staff speak to them. The Supreme Court is broken into a million tiny pieces, and anything that props up the notion that it isn't is contrary to the good of the Republic. And one other thing, this is something I mentioned a few weeks back, and I thought about it a lot more today, because on its face, it's problematic. It's racist. But I think every state that... Believe. We understand how I feel about that word, believe. But every state that keeps abortion safe and legal needs to apply means testing for people from out of state. And they need to add in a little bit of racism to it, too. For instance, I'm just using California. There should be a law on the books in California that abortion services will not be available to any white woman whose family income is above $50,000 a year. Oh, well, Robin, that would be unconstitutional. Not anymore. And it would probably open up a hell of a Pandora's box, but I think Pandora's box is already, the lid is dangling from one hinge. Now, why would I want a law like that? Well, it would be symbolic. And it would also make clear to Daddy down in Mozupistan that it's going to be a lot more expensive to get the little precious pumpkin's problem taken care of than just dashing up for a shopping trip in New York City, you know, among the Yankees. Go to Toronto, asshole! Of course, the burden would be born, as would the baby, by the pregnant girl. But they want the baby born. Well, when baby comes out and they do the DNA testing and they find the blood typing and the DNA are identical between Precious Pumpkin and Daddy, well, Daddy might have more of a problem than Precious Pumpkin does. Then, of course, the Mississippi legislature would have to repeal any laws that it has against incest. Or rape. But here's the fun part with all of this. Well, the great state of Alabama, I'm sure, would file suit. And it would have to go up to the Supreme Court. And then these six disgusting theocrats would have to write a Supreme Court opinion defending access to abortion in New York or California or wherever for white Alabamians. And they'd have to do it on the grounds of substantive due process and equal protection. Remember, Slappy Thomas says he hates him some equal protection and substantive due process. And, you know, Ketanji and Sonia and Elena could sit back, cross their arms, and say, you know, we're just gonna sit back and stay out of this debate. This is y'all's baby. Y'all bath it. The hypocrites do not deserve any measure of justice in this. Whatever the exact scope of the coming laws, one result of today's decision is certain: the curtailment of women's rights and of their status as free and equal citizens. Yesterday, the Constitution guaranteed that a woman confronted with an unplanned pregnancy could, within reasonable limits, make her own decision about whether to bear a child with all the life-transforming consequences that act involves. And in thus safeguarding each woman's reproductive freedom, the Constitution also protected the ability of women to participate equally in this nation's economic and social life. But no longer. As of today, this court holds a state can always force a woman to give birth, prohibiting even the earliest abortions. A state can thus transform what, when freely undertaken, is a wonder into what, when forced, may be a nightmare. Some women, especially women of means, will find ways around the state's assertion of power. Others, those without money or child care or the ability to take time off from work, will not be so fortunate. Maybe they'll try an unsafe method of abortion and come to physical harm or even die. Maybe they will undergo pregnancy and have a child, but at significant personal or familial cost. At the least, they will incur the cost of losing control of their lives. The Constitution will, today's majority holds, provide no shield despite its guarantees of liberty and equality for all. Today is a day for remembering that the Constitution was framed and ratified by wealthy white men of wealthy white men for wealthy white men. And so, it is time that I stop filibustering and say thank you to Bernadette. Thank you, Bernadette. Thank you, dear. We have only $15 to go on Ralph's challenge that will get us down to $2,887 to finish the month of June. Thank you. Ralph says, I had an eye doctor appointment this morning at my living facility. Two older ladies were walking past me and they were saying shit about the Roe versus Wade decision. There are a lot of pissed off older women now. Because they fought for these rights. They bled for these rights. They watched their sisters die for these rights. And they have been severely let down. They've been let down by men. They've been let down by women. They've been let down by their political leadership. They have been vulgarly betrayed by misogynists. They have been vulgarly betrayed by their self-loathing sisters full of internalized misogyny. You know, sometimes I hear people say, you know, I'm just not political. Yeah, you are. Just because you don't have the stomach for the fight doesn't mean the fight isn't coming. But hey, silver linings, anyone? How about this? A constitutional right that had previously been granted has just been taken away for the first time. I mean, unless you count the constitutional right of white men to own people, that was kind of taken away too. But this marks a watershed day in American constitutional law. This is the day that says if we build enough momentum, we can tear the Second Amendment to shreds, set fire to it, and then piss on the ashes. Fuck them, fuck their guns. Because today, the Congress managed to pass some pathetically weak legislation that doesn't stop angry white boys from buying AR-15s at 18. Yeah, but it does give some money to states for setting up red flag programs. Like the one in California that stopped about 200 potential mass murders. Subject line coming from Lady B. The Horn Men and Skype. Actually, I don't think you should make Skype exclusively for the ladies. I think the men should have their say, and if they tend to want to speak over the ladies or try to mansplain, mute them. I, for one, would like to know how they feel about this. And not all men, I know. But for too long, too many guys have been going through life never worrying about getting women pregnant since Adam, never wondering what happened to the woman after a one-night stand, never thinking to take the steps necessary to make sure they never became fathers. I never got pregnant, but I was on birth control. My boyfriend never gave it a second thought, and neither did I. It was my job. It's what I was taught. It's what all of us responsible women were taught, because the 9 months that would follow was definitely going to be our problem to, well, bear. So, yeah, let the fellas participate. Your younger male listeners who have girlfriends or wives who still menstruate and are still on birth control, I want to know if they know just exactly how deeply this will affect their sex lives. I want to know if they understand that what they could so easily dismiss in the past will now and forever be top of mind. They will come for birth control next. Hell, they already have with Hobby Lobby and other religious-based employers. Wrap it up, guys. Wrap that rascal. Be careful your wife doesn't have an ectopic pregnancy, and prepare to rush her out of state if she does. If she's pregnant, has an ultrasound, and has discovered the child will be born with a birth defect, prepare for a lifetime of medical bills and devoting all your life to their care. I'm not telling you get rid of any precious progeny. I'm telling you you won't have a choice. It's 2022. We all have cell phones and satellites and possible cures for cancer, yet women are still chattel. Enjoy your next date, gentlemen. And make sure you stock up on the condoms, because goddamn are they going to be hard to find. Yeah, and I don't know who keeps track of this kind of thing, but child support payments are going to go through the fucking roof. Wonder what kind of economic impact that'll have. So let's get the conversation started. Let's fire up, let's go over the river and through the trees and gather together in the old holler trees that we sublet from the Keebler elves and around which therein we gather at the extraordinary ordinary round table and see what's on people's minds. And, you know, thank you for the equality of your statement, Lady B. You might be right. Let's go there. And, Emilio says, we can't wrap it up because doing so is also against Hobby Lobby's religious views. And the Pope at Rome! Don't forget him! Yeah, Pope Frank, you just need to stay quiet for a little while. No victory laps. Let's see who all's in the chat room. I'm a little dismayed. Are there any women in the room? Sorry, wrong button. Are there any women in the room?
Yeah, Darlene.
Darlene, thank God. So, then you lead off.
Oh, man. Well, the light... The right wing jump on machine is working overtime, going after Keith Olbermann for what he said about dissolving the Supreme Court. And I feel like good on Keith.
Oh, absolutely.
I think, and that they should just ignore these rulings. This was in reference to the gun legislation. I wish former President Obama would shut the fuck up, quite frankly. Because
I missed it. You know, what did I miss?
Well, you know, you got to get out there and vote, blah, 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 you know, And again,
yeah, we know that.
He did nothing. He did nothing when Mitch McConnell. And I'm sorry, I don't mean to blame the black guy, but, you know, it's one of those Jesus Barack moments now. You're looking at that, and he did nothing to push back at Mitch McConnell when he denied him, unconstitutionally denied him, his constitutional pick for Supreme Court justice. And again, you know, I think Obama made a great conservative because, you know, look who he picked. Based on a recommendation of a Republican senator, I guess.
Orrin Hatch.
Was it Orrin Hatch?
Mm-hmm.
Who I think is deceased now. Or is he still around? Maybe I'm confusing him.
No. He's gone to his private planet.
And, you know, Democrats are to blame in this, too. You know, I mean, so far, all I've seen is just the meek kind of from Biden of, you know, well, that he's deeply disappointed. Are you kidding me? That's the best you can come out with, Joe? You know, and here we have President Obama, who didn't do it. I think he was more concerned about his legacy and not rocking any boats 8-9 months from his two terms in office. And it just emboldened Mitch McConnell more. And we have, at least 3 stolen Supreme Court seats. Democrats, again, won't talk about packing the court. The moment anyone suggests that, the moment somebody like a Keith Olbermann says dissolve the Supreme, the moment Democrats or liberals or progressives or even moderates, whatever, the moment that they begin to speak out and talk and act like the conservatives, only for the good, the right wing radical machine is right there to just pile on. And they're fast. They don't waste any time. We don't have anything like that. We don't. Bannon, you know, he went ahead and I think, was he in front of the Supreme Court the other day or yesterday? And he made a statement. It just kind of reminded me a little bit of the statement that he made before January 6th, where he said, you know, something, you know, he basically was telling everybody that January 6th, that the coup attempt was going to happen. And he said something along the lines of, you know, that come November, it's going to be a blowout. It's going to be a blowout. He's telling everybody the Republicans are going to steal. They've got their shenanigans going there, and they're going to steal the House and the Senate. They've got it rigged. That's what I read into his statement. The only solace that I take, Nancy Pelosi, who's a double-edged sword, but I appreciate her longevity in the system and in the political system and her knowledge base, but she got really ticked off. I think it was last week at one of her weekly press conference. I was watching it on C-SPAN, and she was practically apoplectic, but she muttered something to a reporter and something along the lines of, oh, the Democrats have no intention of giving up the House. And she looked infuriated and determined, and like, that lady knows something. At least I'm hoping she does know something we don't know, because she's like, we have no intention of giving up the House. I'm like, all right, now let's hope. That's the only solace that I can take, because Republicans gain power, they will do a national ban.
It's absolutely certain. It's absolutely certain.
so much for states' rights.
Yeah, no states. Well, no, see, Darlene, the little fetuses, they have the states' rights in this. Until they're born, and then they just hand them a gun and say, well, you're on your own.
We know this was happening. We were worried about this last year, I think. I think you and I were talking about this last June, that we thought they were going to come out with a decision. Didn't we think they were going to come out with a decision in October of last year or June? And I think we said, well, they're going to wait till October or something.
Yeah.
And slam us with a nice little Christmas present.
Yeah, we did.
So...
Well, a little
here
note,
we are.
A little note coming in from Megan, and she says, "President, just a friendly reminder. President Obama was handed a Republican-dominated Congress in 2014. I blame the voters who grew complacent and didn't vote. It's why RBG didn't retire. And I understand that. And I would also
I'm not talking about 2014.
No."
I appreciate it, Megan, but I'm talking about the end. Come on.
Yeah, and, well, look, the fact of the matter is, as we were talking about it in real time, Merrick Garland could have, you know, it's not like he didn't have a black robe in the closet already. He could have put it on. It's about maybe a 20-minute walk from the courtroom where he was busy to the Supreme Court. He could have walked in there and said, well, the Senate decided not to hold hearings. That means I'm here.
Here I am.
Throw me out, motherfuckers.
And
you know, a Republican House could have impeached him. But they couldn't have gotten the 67 votes to convict him. And he would have sat right there.
Right, and make Mitch McConnell... take it to the Supreme Court. Make him get up there and justify not carrying out its constitutional obligation to advise and consent. Obama could have said, hey, look, they've advised me that they're not going to hold hearings. So they have consented. I can put them in there. They're fine with it. They're not going to hold hearings. At least push the goddamn issue. Stand up. You could have said something. You could have pushed back. You could have acted tough. That's what we needed. Democrats are looking very weak and meek right now.
Well, Ron and Raleigh just sent me a note and said, Darlene, I'll take the weight. I'm a black man, so let me be the one to call bullshit on Barack. During his tenure as president, he suggested a lot of right-wing crap from chained CPI to entitlement reform. Barack was not a liberal. He was a center-right corporate Democrat.
Agreed. Thank you. I agree. And I don't mean to be, you know, we don't mean to be ganging up on Obama, but I just felt like when I saw that, you know, because I don't know if it was USA Today or I can't remember, they were giving timed, this is what's happened at this point. This, you know, correlating with the overturning of Roe v. Wade. And just when I read that about President Obama, I was just like, come on, dude. You know?
Well,
you know, I
appreciate
you.
This today
guy and everything else, but Jesus, you know, when they come on, Michelle, when they go high, when they go low, we go high.
how's that working out?
I'm going to be another black person to whoop up on Barack, and let's not forget his boy, Eric Holder. And yes, I call him his boy. These motherfuckers sat back. Everybody was happy and dancing in the streets in 2013 when I got the right to ask my wife to marry me. But I heard nothing. Nothing. When they summarily took away my right to vote. And yes, I have the safety net of living in California, but that's not the rest of my family. That's not the rest of the other black folks that I know. So when motherfuckers sat back and did nothing, no pushback on the Voting Rights Act when he, you know, John Roberts said, oh, yeah, there ain't no more racism. We got a black guy in the White House. We don't need this, you know, the Justice System Department to overlook these draconian, these fucking fuckwad states. Because everything is fine, y'all. But yet, they had their trigger, like Robin said, they had the trigger laws on the ready to take away my right as a black woman to vote. And just because I live in California, you know, they're coming for us too, y'all. Don't get complacent. They already got rid of the DA in San Francisco, and they're coming from Gascon right now.
It feels
with the murder of those two cops, the former deputy district attorney, I think Cooley or whatever the fuck his name is, he's going around saying, well, if it hadn't been for Gascon, these cops wouldn't have been murdered. Oh, no, wait, he said partially. He's partially to blame, which in Republican speak means it's his fucking fault. Did he pull the trigger? No. I've just, these people have lost their fucking minds. And again, I have been saying, you know, I'm going to be all angry black woman today, and I could give two fucks about who says it or is upset about it or who are offended by it, especially if you don't have to worry about what happens if you get pregnant. I can give three fucks about what you're thinking right now. Yes, I'm going to soon be a 56-year-old woman, but I am still ovulating. So I can only think about the 56-year-old woman in whatever other 26 states, the poor black woman who wakes up and finds out she's pregnant. What is she going to do? And to your effect, Robin, basically for what's happening in California, they are already talking about it will be based on a woman's income. If you need help, if you need to come to California to get an abortion, you won't just be able to come here, you know, white woman or whoever, a woman of means to come here. It is basically specifically to help women who do not have the means. But even if they could get here, again, if they are a normal average woman, working woman, who possibly has children, she's not gonna have time to offer work. Who's gonna watch her kids while she comes to California? And there was this bitch on the radio this morning talking about calling California abortion destination states. Like it's some kind of fucking vacation. I am done. I am done being nice to white people who are sitting there complacent, who are complicit. I'm done with you motherfuckers. I'm done. Anybody who are still voting Republican, don't talk to me. Don't look at me. Don't even be in my fucking universe. I cannot and I will not tolerate your presence in my life at this point. There are no good Republicans. Anybody that is still voting for these motherfuckers, I am done with you. Because you have decided that somebody with a Second Amendment rights are more fucking important than my right to do whatever the fuck I want to do with my reproductive health. Fuck you, fuck your party, and fuck there's good people on both sides bullshit. Fuck you. I'm done. And I have been done for a very long time. But right now, I can't with people. I cannot. And that includes my fucking brother-in-law.
Your Trump voting brother-in-law.
Yes.
Well, you know, it's so true. All of this did not happen on this day. This has been a long time coming. There's language in the majority opinion that's just sickening about how Roe and Casey, instead of stilling the debate, only intensified it. And I thought, you hypocritical motherfucker, Sammy Bad Breath, you turd,
yep.
You filth.
Yeah.
The divide was exacerbated by a multi-billion dollar campaign of tax-exempt money that flowed into the coffers of organizations that paid for people to stand in front of Planned Parenthood with grisly photos. That's what exacerbated the divide. And by the way, I need to say thank you to our dear, dear friend Joy in Ann Arbor. Ralph's challenge has been met. And that's so tremendous. So all told now, that takes us down to catch up with today. Oh, my God, the ciphering involved. We were down to 1817, and now we are down to 1717 to catch up to today. $1,717 so that this conversation can continue into the future, so that this can be a conduit for people's voices to be heard, so that their outrage can find an outlet and can bring us all together. $1,717, and there are at least three bills that total the almost all of that. Right here, right now. So, and that's just to bring us up to today. The total is 2717, something like that. Well, yeah.
Robin, and when it comes to I'm going to do a challenge. Today is my airport day, so I should make some money today. I'm not working. I'm by the airport because I did access earlier today. And I'm by the airport right now, but I need it not to work. And especially I need it not for anybody white and stupid to get in my cab while I'm in this state of mind. Bottom line, I can't, because I will pull motherfucker. I will pull the fuck over. And
no end zone dances in the back. No end zone dances in the back of Tracy's cab today.
No. You will get kicked the fuck out. But with that said, I am going to do an initial $100 challenge. Okay, you name it whatever the fuck you want to name it, because my brain is not working to be caught. This fuck the Supreme Court, fuck white, straight, heterosexual white males who feel as though that they think that they know better about what my body needs. Fuck women. You fucking see you next Tuesday. I hate that word, but this bitch. Oh, no. She is
complicit.
Not a woman.
Complicit, misogynistic, patriarchal. Yeah.
And in their own world. They have their own
when eight out of fucking 10 Americans. Are you hearing me? 8 out of fucking 10 Americans believe in the right for, you know, like you said, they don't believe that, you know, they don't. Want people to go out and have abortions, because trust and believe, an abortion is not an easy decision, because I had to make them. The bottom line is 8 out of 10 Americans believe in the right for a woman to make that choice on her own. And when one more Republican says we are voting, this is the will of the people. What people? Because it sure is not the fucking the will of the people that I hang out with.
It's not the will of 80% of America.
80%! We are being held captive. We are being held captive in our own fucking country by 20% of motherfuckers that, you know. And then when this bitch on the radio this afternoon going on about, you know, it's the doctor's thing to treat two patients. It's a fucking fetus, y'all. If a woman becomes pregnant, or a birthing person, let's get that straight. If a birthing person becomes pregnant, and then they realize, you know, within a week or so, Can that fetus live on their own outside of the womb? Fuck no.
Well, and another point that Joy in Ann Arbor brought up is that, wow, must be good out there tonight.
It's the LAP, it's the fire department, so they get a pass.
Okay, but anyway, Joy pointed out the ramifications, we have only begun to tap the ramifications of this. For instance, when a baby dies in the womb, and it happens more than most people realize, to leave that baby in the womb runs the risk of subjecting a mother to sepsis. Sepsis kills. Now, in Jesus land, and let's just, you know, it's so grammatically and verbose to say, in the states in which women no longer, in Jesus land, women will die not from unsafe or illegal abortions. Women will die from the abortions they can't get for an ectopic pregnancy. Women will die from the abortions they can't get for a dead baby in their bodies. And it's all okay with the Christians, because she'll just, well, you know, she can get saved and then she'll go home to Jesus.
She'll go to be with Jesus.
And women will be reported and jailed for miscarriages.
Sure. And I cannot put, I've already said it once, I would appreciate a little uplift on this. If you know a young woman, tell her to get the period tracker off her phone. I don't care if the companies that built those apps go out of goddamn business. They were handy, they were useful, but now they are a tool of your own potential oppression. Am I wrong?
Nope.
No. No.
And like you said, because I haven't. But, oh, here's my concern now. You know, like when you talk about when they ask you when your last menstrual period was. How about this question, Rob? How many pregnancies have you had? How many wound up in a live birth?
Those are all reasonably medically necessary questions, but they are questions that a woman no longer dares answer in Jesus land.
That's what I'm saying. Because riddle me this, Batman, or Robin, or riddle me this, Robin.
Cat girl.
Are they going to go back and come after me for my abortions?
Well, no, in a way, there's kind of an answer to that, Tracy. And it goes to something that I was saying earlier. You know, Slappy didn't mention Loving versus Virginia, even though, as Ron pointed out, Griswold is after Loving. I mean, Loving is after Griswold, or something. I had it. Whatever. Ron, help me. He didn't mention Loving, but, you know, they may come after that, too, but here's how they do it. It will be done within the ambit of Obergefell. And so what the Supreme Court will say is, well, you know, if y'all queers just had to go out and get married, I guess you can stay married. But no more queers can get married. And there ain't going to be no more interracial marriages neither. Ain't going to be no miscegenating. And ain't going to be no muddying up of the racial purities no more. No, but what was already celebrated, we ain't going to destroy. So Jenny gets to stay married to her man Slappy. Does that make sense, Darlene?
Yeah, it'll be grandfathered.
And grandmothered.
And I think because it's kind of sad right now, you know, all the vigils and protests that people want to do really aren't going to matter. They're laughing at all of them. They know we have no power. The only thing that's going to happen, I think, the rage is going to happen, I think, is when they successfully take away contraceptive rights, because then that is really directly going to impact men big time. big time, because they're still divested a bit, you know, from this.
Well, and Darlene, what scares me out of that is that Dr. King should be heeded in this.
Wait, Robin, hold on. I'm sorry. I have to, because I'm being called out in the chat room, because why does it always have to be white men? So let me just tell you, because yes, there are black men, there are brown men, there are other men that are involved, that are complacent and complicit in this. How the fucking ever?
My God, why is any man weighing in on this conversation?
Most of the people.
Well, because we told them to be quiet.
Most of the fucking people who are involved in this and who are making the laws, especially in these fucking red states, are white heterosexual men.
There's truth to that, because Tracy, it should be noted that even in the legislation about banning trans kids from being able to access gender affirming care, in Alabama, do you know who it was that was standing up against all the white men and women who were doing that? It was the Democratic Black Caucus.
Thank you.
Okay. It is black Democrats who are pushing back against all this evil. So that's one of the reasons why. I need to say thank you to... Things are dire here. Women Standing jumped in and knocked out a quarter of your challenge, your Fuck the Supreme Court challenge. Thank you. And Jude sent a note and said, how the Roe decision is impacting me, I feel as if a cold, heavy, pressed upon weight is onto me and into me while swirling with it, a screeching silence. I sense a locking in of myself, Robin, a repression of every aspect of this woman's totality has consumed this vessel, requiring rest today more than usual. And, I never ask a lady her age. But, you know, Jude lived in a world before Roe. Jude lived in a world where only as a young woman did that opportunity come to her in the form of Roe. So she knows that world. She lived in that world. And Jude adds, with all that revealed to you, deep inside me whispers, be with these emotions. The heaviness of this energy, it's situational, surging up again to be stronger for having to endure this day. Exactly, Robin, as each one of us will do. We are experiencing our own human and spiritual intense reactions, different as we may appear, collectively visual, a vortex of intensity. I sense the fire in our horn women's bellies must be heard, and sense my place would be a hindrance to others. Let your righteous fire out, my sisters, as you assist in freeing up the energy. Thank you, Jude. Thank you. And thank you for helping out with the Fuck the Supreme Court challenge, and fuck Amy COVID Barrett, especially, for being the self-hating woman.
And again, I'm, you know what? If you know what person who's calling me out, and last couple of weeks ago you called me a liar. Now you're saying to me, you know, if you have something to say to me, you contact me. You come for me.
Stop. We are. Let's
not. Tracy. How about you tell me not to do that white boy shit on the air here? How about you fucking do that shit here, you little. Come on, Tracy, I dare you. Fucking do it.
Jeremy, we're not doing this.
See, this is what happened. See, what happened?
It's with you all the time, Tracy. You do it all the time. It's always about you and white people and how it does something to you. It's always about white people. I have no problem with you or any other race in this world, but I hear it all the time. You're too white. That's too white. I'm done. I'm done with white people.
Jeremy, you
say it over the last 6 months. You say it all the time. No one says a damn word to you about it. It's wrong. I don't do it. No one else does it. You do it.
How can you talk to me about what it is like for me to be a black woman in this country?
No, I'm not. I'm telling you it's not right to cause a pound on white people.
See, this is the problem with white people and your...
Here you're doing it again. You're doing it again. Okay, it's for white people.
You want me to stop? You want... Do you really
Jeremy,
want
stop.
Me?
Stop. Jeremy, stop.
Do you really this want is... me to sit up and say that it's not white people that's doing this? Because I have black people.
Tracy, half my family's black. Do you not understand this? I'm transgender. What do you think I have against you? It's not that.
Jeremy, I don't even know who you are. I don't know if you. I don't.
You don't have to.
Kiss me. I don't. Never said you did. I'm not. I am not. If you. If it. If this does not affect you. If you. If I am not.
How this does not affect me.
I listen to what I'm saying. God damn it.
This affects me like everybody else.
If you are not complacent or complicit in what is going on as a white male in this country, then why is this? Are you so upset about what I'm saying?
It's not just tonight, Tracy. That's the problem.
Well, then we don't need to work it.
I never shied away from how I feel.
Then we don't need to work it. Jeremy, stop. Stop, Jeremy. Stop. This, if it's not about tonight, then tonight is not the time to work it out.
When's the time to do it, Robin? It never gets worked out.
Not tonight.
Fair enough, but it's been addressed.
Not on this rawest of all nights.
Oh my God!
Wow! Jesus! You asked them politely not to weigh in, and that they can't themselves.
Well, there are other people's voices who can be heard. But this is not when emotions are raw like this, we need to come together, not divide ourselves. This is how we got here.
And this is why, after y'all went off on me the other day, this is why I said I was never going to call in on the front porch again. Because there are people, when I point out what is happening in this country, that has a direct, when any of you guys who, have you ever had to worry about your son walking out of the front door? Was your son attacked the day after Trump was elected? My son was. Somebody walked.
I worry about my nephews every day, Tracy.
You know
every
what?
Every day.
Jeremy, stop.
I really need you because you have the privilege of being white. You don't ever have to say a word.
My two nephews are African American, Tracy. I worry about them every fucking day.
They are not you. Listen to what I'm saying, and I appreciate that you empathize with them. And the bottom line is, they are not you.
We are not going to spend the next hour of this program doing this.
Well, then tell Jeremy I'm trying to explain to him the same way that I explained to my brother-in-law. When you walk out that door as a white person, you don't have to, not to say you don't have to worry about your life being taken or anything like that, but a traffic stop, chances are the worst thing that's going to happen to you is you get a ticket or you get let go. So when I talk about whiteness in this country and the privileges of whiteness and how there are people who are doing everything within their power, they would rather die than give up their whiteness and their privilege. They would rather vote against their own self-interest to hold on to their vestiges of whiteness. So when you get upset with me because I call that shit out, and these people, this minority of people who are keeping my rights, who are putting my life in danger, who are putting my son's life in danger, when they got rid of that law in New York, the first thing that I thought of was that fool on the subway that killed. I'm waiting for. I feared all the fear for my life defenses.
Guess where my nephews live?
Jeremy,
New York City.
Again, but they're not you.
You're right, they're not, but they're my family.
Well, listen, like I said, we're not going to work this
Jeremy,
out tonight.
Jeremy, but this is not, like Robin said, please, this is not the time for this conversation. If you want to have this, because your mind is already set against me. Anything that I have to say about white people, white men, or what have you, I really don't want to talk to you about this right now. If you want to have this conversation off the air, When I feel like talking about it, that is well and good, but God damn it.
Well, I want to add another voice to the conversation here. Les wrote in a few minutes ago And let's remember, less is black. God, I'm just horrified that I'm having to make these delineations. Les says, while y'all beating up on Barack and the beating is valid 100%, let's not forget that 53% of white women voted against one of their own in Hillary Rodham Clinton and for a POS by the name of Trump. They are the most to blame for these bastards sitting on the court now. And, you know, there will be plenty of time for the assigning of blame, and I fear and suspect that we will be doing that for a long time. Because there's plenty of it to go around. Let me say thank you to Alma. Alma says, Robin, sending love to all the women who are living now back in the 1690s. And all the men, shut the fuck up. Thank you, Alma. And Alma has taken... We are down to halfway on Tracy's Fuck the Supreme Court challenge, so thank you, Alma. Like I said, I want to add another voice to the conversation over on the stress line. I've got Bernadette, and let me add one more thing. Our pal Tamara said, "Damn, this wasn't the night. Tracy needs to be heard because this is just the latest atrocity against people."
And exactly, and as a white woman, I have no problem calling out white women and white men. You know, if you look at the composition of the six, says all who is covered, along with the woman, they're covered. You know, they're covered for
Slappy and Amy.
Paternal.
The self-loathing internalized misogynist enabler. They are. You know, they are the people who are lifting up the Sammy Bad Breath and Neil with a K, and look, those six are Klansmen in black robes, not just, you know, they just dyed their white robes black. This is some clambitious behavior. Thank you so much, Jeremy. Thank you for jumping in on Tracy's challenge. I appreciate that. We are down to $30 to go. I don't know where the dingin's coming from. Bernadette, go, please.
Hi, Robin. Tracy, can you mute that dingin, please?
She muted.
I did some preparation for today's call because you know we talked earlier this morning. This Clarence Thomas decision, first of all, I want to say to everybody out there, take a deep breath.
Bernadette, one thing. Bernadette, if you are on a speaker, could you please go to your handset? Because it muddies up the audio, yep. Something fierce.
Okay, no problem. Can you hear me now?
Ever so much better.
Okay. I just want everybody to take a deep breath. This has been one hell of a day, and we're all upset about this shit, and we just, first thing we need to do is just remember to breathe, because when we hold our breath, it causes a whole bunch of extra stress, okay?
Yep.
I did a lot of prep for today's show, because you asked that I come and visit. You needed my voice. This Clarence Thomas putting his two cents in on this decision. This is all about the 14th Amendment and the right to privacy. And every case that falls underneath that amendment, and there are a lot of them. This is not just about Roe versus Wade.
This is an opening salvo.
Yes, this is for everybody in this country. White, black, green, purple, whatever the fuck color you are, okay? Male, female, cis, transgender, however pronoun you want to call yourself. It's about you. If you have not read the cases that fall under the 14th Amendment and the right to privacy, that's what this is about. We have lost our right to of privacy with this decision.
That's exactly. There is no right. There is no right to privacy in Texas. There is no right to privacy in Alabama, in Mississippi, Kentucky, Tennessee, Georgia, Florida, South Carolina, North Carolina.
Nope.
Arizona, Idaho, Missouri, Kansas, there is no right to privacy. And that is going to come as a real surprise when the pastor of the Whack Bottom Baptist Church gets caught with a man in his mouth.
Yeah, because...
Because Lawrence...
It all boils down to the 14th Amendment and all of the cases that are decided under this presumed right to privacy, which is what they're taking away. Roe fell under that. Lawrence fell under it. Griswold, Obergefell, Brown, the right to vote, civil rights, citizenship. Now, if we take it all the way back to that, that says
remember,
black people,
yeah, remember birthright,
nothing citizens.
Remember birthright.
Birthright citizenship
is, exactly, is straight out of the 14th Amendment.
Is the 14th Amendment. That's right. Equal protection under the law. 14th Amendment. Just yesterday, was it yesterday or the day before, they passed, the Supreme Court passed the ruling regarding Miranda rights, okay? And how you not giving your Miranda rights doesn't mean that you can hold the police accountable for not giving you those Miranda rights now, okay? There's been a lot that's gone on this week just out of the Supreme Court. And yes, they cut and run on a Friday afternoon, knowing damn well they have fired up this fucking country. Look at what's happening right here, right now.
And
y'all
Bernadette, I got to add something here. And you know, this is for us. This is for our side. If this does not, I mean, look. If this does not fire us up to absolutely flood the polls in November, I hate to say it, we deserve everything that's coming.
I watched the demonstrations going on in Los Angeles today.
Yeah.
I watched those demonstrations too. Those people are upset. They're out in the street. They're out in the street right now. That shit is going on all over this country right now. People are taken to the street.
Yeah. What I was going to say, if you ask me. What it is, and what I was going to say a minute ago is, we got Donald Trump because we deserved him. The people who said,
Robin, I was going to say that too.
I can't.
We get the government we vote for.
I can't vote for Hillary because she said super predators once.
We get the government we vote for, and the Supreme Court sitting the way that it does now is the result of electing fuck Trump to office, and everything that comes after this is the result of electing fuck Trump to office. I used to call him an idiot because man knew exactly what he was fucking doing.
And they're going to do it again.
Being an idiot.
They are going to do it again. They've got the bit in their teeth. They have tasted victory, and
Mike
it is
Pence
sweet
said it today.
To them. Yes, I mentioned that earlier. He
said
wants
it
a
today.
National ban.
He's going after the whole fucking country. That's right.
And
California,
there will be no
safe.
States' rights.
New York ain't safe. Massachusetts ain't safe. None of us are safe with the theocracy that's going on and coming out of the Supreme Court right now. This is unfucking believable. But we can't fight amongst each other. We have to be smarter than this. Motivate people. Do not vote blue. Vote for democracy. We are losing it. And once it's gone, you kiss this shit goodbye. This experiment is not guaranteed to be successful. It can fail.
That's the nature of experiments. And here's the reality, okay? It's already started. Out in Arkansas, our dear sister Haley just sent this along. A memorandum coming out of the Arkansas Department of Health issues. Or the Arkansas Department of Health. They've issued a notice. It reads as follows. It is This particular letter is addressed to Little Rock Family Planning. Notice to a licensed facility. Dear Administrator, pursuant to Act 180 of 2019, the Arkansas Attorney General must certify that the United States Supreme Court has either fully or partially overruled Roe v. Wade for the act to be effective. This morning, the United States Supreme Court issued its opinion in Dobbs. At approximately 2 p.m. Central Time, the Arkansas Attorney General certified that the United States Supreme Court overruled Roe v. Wade and Planned Parenthood v. Casey. Furthermore, please be advised that pursuant to Act 309 of 2021, purposely performing or attempting to perform an abortion is a felony punishable by up to 10 years imprisonment and a fine of up to $100,000, except to save the life of a pregnant woman in a medical emergency. Sincerely, Paula Day, Section Chief, Health Facility Services. Paula Day needs to resign. Maybe she can go and become a nun. Maybe she can go and just sit somewhere and let some guy rut on her and get her all nice and pregnant the way Jesus wants her to be. Paula Day, quit your goddamn job. And thank you. Thank you to Christopher in Oregon. Robin. Thank you so much, Christopher, for jumping in on Tracy's challenge. We are now down to only $5 to go on it. That's tremendous.
Have to step out. Why not?
Go, Darlene.
I have to step out. I'll be listening, but I have to give my dog IV treatment, but I'll try to chime back in. I just wanted to say that that we also have to look to. And sadly, you know, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, she chimed in with the majority opinion concerning the harassment of women entering Planned Parenthood and other clinics for health care because they've adopted that now to go after drag queen readings and...
Oh, yeah.
Transgender things in libraries. Oh. I believe it was New York, and they scared the crap out of a bunch of little kids that were excited about going to these festivities. One father brought his children, and he said that one of his children is a gender creative. And was very excited about attending the festivities in the library. But these people got right up into their faces and scared these children and traumatized them. So, you know, they don't care about life. They don't care about children. They really and truly don't care. And people can get out on the streets as much as they want. They know they've won this one. I am fearful of what's going to happen in November. I really am. Hopefully this will have the backlash that we hope, and somehow it overrides the states that where they're going to cheat, you know, where Trump is going to get his coup, basically. I'll sign off. I'll listen, and I'll try to chime back in. Thanks. Thank you.
Thank you, Darlene. And mentioning Trump, first of all, let me go back to a note from Joy in Ann Arbor, from Jim Wright. This is why Republicans who hated Trump supported Trump and still do. This is what mattered to them. It mattered more than anything. It mattered to them enough that they'd overthrow democracy to get it. And here we are. And with that in mind, well, Nitwit Nero had to open his filthy festering gob today. Fox News Radio, Fox News TV Radio Rwanda, of course, reached out to him, and his answer was,
God made the decision. This is following the Constitution and giving rights back when they should have been given long ago. I think in the end, this is something that will work out for everybody.
You ignorant turd. It's not going to work out for the little girl who kills herself. It's not going to work out for the young woman who got raped by her daddy, or raped by a family friend, or raped generally. No, no. It's not going to work out. And of course, here's, you know,
not going to work out for that little boy that got that little girl pregnant either.
No.
You got to be forced to take care of it.
And, of course, you know, it's also worth remembering that up until recently, Nitwit Nero was a donor to abortion services providers. He was pro-choice once upon a time, but the rights of women went out the window compared to the rights of him.
And this is what this is my thing. It's like these women that I know. I know a few women who are now evangelical Christians or just born again Christians who had abortions back in the fucking day. But those bitches feel, well, I have mine, and it's a sin now. I can't, and for all these people, because see, like you said, we are going to get what people just, you know, my question is to the people, like you said, who hate Trump, hate him, but still voted for him. That I cannot abide. I cannot. The never Trumpers, who may not have voted Trump for Trump, but you're still Republicans knowing the full evil of this party.
Rusty Bowers, who testified to the horrors that he was subjected to by the maggots in Arizona, said, "If he runs in 2024, I will support him. Fuck him."
Fuck you, buddy. It's again.
Robin, you'll be glad to know that Merrick Garland grew a tiny bit of a spine today when he said that states that want to ban the abortion pill from coming into their states, they can't do that because it's an FDA-approved drug, and they can't ban FDA-approved drugs in their state. So, tiny bit of spine growing from him.
Well, it is, but
you know, by way of Biden.
That doesn't slow them down, okay?
No.
You got to remember, these are believers in the concept of nullification. Nullification was at the heart of the Civil War. Nullification is at the heart of this one.
It upsets me that women have been downgraded today to less than a private citizen in the United States. We're back to being the property of either the state or our husbands or husbands or boyfriends or.
Well,
you know,
we can
ban guns. We cannot ban New York City, but we can ban uteruses across the nation.
Well, I commend you to that early statement in the dissent today, where Breyer, Sotomayor, and Kagan wrote, "From the very moment of fertilization, now a woman has no rights to speak of. From the very moment of fertilization, a woman has no rights to speak of."
Nope.
And, you know, there are other dogs in this hunt. Query from Ron and Raleigh. If Griswold is overturned, can we force men to not have vasectomies? It is a form of birth control, isn't it? What other reason could one have to have the procedure? Isn't it the same as having a tubular ligation? Yeah, it is.
Yep.
And I know, I always personalize things. I should keep my relatability for my friends. But an integral part of my transition was having the boys removed. You might recall I joked with my doctor. I said I want to take them home with me because I want to have them dipped in bronze so that when some idiot looks at me and says, "Did you get rid of your balls?" I can look at him and say, "No, they're right here," and point to them dangling from my ears. But
I just wish they would have done that for you, Robin. I just think it's, you know.
Yeah, I know.
That part.
Well, maybe I can find some of those little Chihuahua nudicles or something and do it that
way. Something.
But the fact of the matter is, It's that. It is also it's also the aforementioned tube tying. Because what we have to understand here, what we have to get all the way through us, is that all of this is driven by Roman Catholic doctrine and dogma. Even the Protestants out there who are adopting these stances are adopting Roman Catholic doctrine and dogma.
But we have the decision that was passed down about them ruling in the school decision, about them ruling that the Catholic Church or any religious church can get, you know, federal money for sending your schools there, you know,
churches can get taxpayer dollars now to tell children, especially little girls, that they will go to hell if they ever let anybody fuck them with a condom on.
Oh, speaking of religious, California did an audit, or I think it was either the California or the state of whatever, but they were going over the monies that were given to the various and sundry school boards in California during COVID to, you know, either get kids computers, internet access, right? So Riverside County, their school board, they gave like something like $75,000 or something to a religious organization to help at-risk, what do they call it? At-risk youth? Youths? What's a youth?
And Council, what's a youth?
So what are we doing here? A school board gave $75,000 of taxpayer money, of California state taxpayer money, to some religious organization, read church.
Yes, and Tracy, plan for your taxpayer dollars to continue to support religious schools in California. Because the Supreme Court just said that they can do that.
The ass with charter schools, because, so why not?
Sure. In Texas, they want to ban public schools altogether.
Altogether.
Mm-hmm.
See, so, I had this gentleman, because you guys know I drive Access. And I had this older white gentleman, and I didn't even start the conversation. He was talking about something, and all of a sudden he says, we only have 2.5 years left of Biden. I didn't say a word. We did not say a word, but what I was thinking was like, you know what? You guys, Access is a federally funded program. If these people get their way, there will be no more Access. You fools that are flying down the street with your motorized wheelchairs and your Trump flags and your American flags waving and unfurled and all that other bullshit. Fuck Biden and fuck Newsom and all this other shit. The money that paid for that motorized wheelchair, bloody, that shit's gone.
Well, but the funding of religious organizations with taxpayer money, that is what theocracy does. I can't say this enough. We have got to get it all the way down to our toenails. We are in a theocracy, okay?
Yep.
It's not when it comes, it's here.
It's here.
And you know, eventually, they will turn on each other. Eventually, these will turn into nightmare religious conflicts, which is exactly what the framers were trying to avoid. You know, I got some rather stunning comments earlier today. Over on my Facebook post, Ellen said, I was 13 when Roe said that I could be autonomous. I was 62 when SCOTUS said I could not. Sharon said, I was a young 20-year-old when Roe became law. I was pregnant and not married, although that changed 6 months later. Roe gave me a choice for which I was grateful. Was I ready? Could I physically, emotionally, financially be a mother? I chose to go forward with the pregnancy, and I'm glad I did. It was what was right for me. Everyone has or should have that same option. But now, of course, They don't. And
that's what was taken away, as quiet as it's kept.
I think this is important. Jeremy just jumped in with the last $5 of Tracy's challenge and sent a note. Your challenge was met. It wasn't the right forum, and it really isn't personal. Difference of delivery style. I'm sorry for losing my cool. And that is a beautiful thing. That is a beautiful thing when we when we can resolve these conflicts, because we are better than them. We are better than them, and we have to be better than them. We simply must be better than them, because we are in a dark and frightening place. All of us, every last one. And you know, guys, go to these vigils too. Go to these marches. March proudly with your sisters and non-binary siblings. March. Make your voices heard. Men have louder voices than women. It's one of those things.
That's evident. That's why we got to this thing here.
We are on the front porch and we get spoken over. Yeah, I went there. But thank you, Jeremy, for your apology. I appreciate it.
And I think it would be I think it would be beneficial. Oh, and by the way, Nydia told me that they're having a vigil at the Kanawha County Courthouse this evening. Vigils are breaking out all over the country, and to that end, you know, I'm proud that people got out in the streets in San Francisco and Sacramento and Los Angeles, that they're in the streets in New York and Washington, D.C. and Boston. I will be curious to see coverage in the coming days of whether they're out in the streets in Mobile and Birmingham and Montgomery.
In Austin.
In Atlanta and Austin and Dallas and Houston. In
Pensacola.
Phoenix and Tucson. In
Indianapolis.
Yeah. In the Taliban Indianapolis. In Memphis, in Knoxville. And I will be especially uplifted if there are a number of people who show up in small towns at county courthouses that no one will ever cover. Because that will mean that there are people even who are outnumbered and still willing to use their voices. I have a note from Les. Final comment for the night, Les says. I'm going to cut straight to the end game. Robin, you're absolutely right about the probable reason for the gun decision, to make sure the fascists can move easily with their weapons for the means of terrorism. Y'all don't want to play the game, and neither do I, but nevertheless, we're on the field now. It's coming. Don't think for a second that it's not. Every woman, every black, brown, yellow, and red man, every LGBTQ+, every other are at risk. Tool the fuck up. This is a rise of a fascist movement. This is Germany post-beer hall putsch. White replacement theory being acted on by Tucker's stochastic terrorists. Once they figure out stopping white women from having abortions will not prevent them from becoming a majority minority, then the killing of the others begins en masse. It's coming, and we know it is, because the hindsight of the last time this happened, the Jews paid the ultimate price for this morbid education. We better take that lesson and apply it immediately. This is who they are. Remember, the Roman Catholic Church got down and wallowed right around with the Third Reich. The Roman Catholic Church gave up Jews to the concentration camps and the ovens. They gave up gay people. They gave up trans people. They gave up the disabled. I'm sorry. I despise religious bigotry, but it is not religious bigotry to point out that this has been a long-standing goal, the Catholicization of the United States of America. And I never thought I would see the day that I would say that. But this is a Roman Catholic coup, pure and simple.
And it's not a good look for democracy around the world. It is not something to be looked up to, that's for sure. We've taken a humongous step backwards.
I have daughters who can become pregnant. And their lives have been stolen from them today.
You know what? Robin, I have a son. I have a son who can get a woman pregnant. And no longer will they be able to have a choice as to whether or not. I've had nieces that have had carried babies with deformities that would die upon birth. In fact, my one niece, she had a miscarriage. Are miscarriages going to be outlawed and women held accountable for them too, for their own bodies?
Yes, yes, absolutely. Texas, Alabama, yes, Mississippi, yes.
Yes, they are.
And you know,
yes, they are.
And we should have done something about that word a long time ago. I've been talking about this. I despise the word miscarriage because miscarriage, yes, brings with it the inherent assumption that the mother has done something wrong, that the pregnant person has done something wrong that caused her to carry the child wrongly. The scientific and medical term for a miscarriage is a spontaneous abortion, and I suggest that, yep, we never use the M word again. Because people who are pregnant do not deserve the stigma of the suggestion that they have done something wrong in the way they carried their child. Most pregnancies, at least 50% of pregnancies, end in spontaneous abortion. Most human conceptions wind up in the toilet. Or wiped.
There are so many. How many women have had spontaneous abortions that had no idea, didn't even know?
We need toilet police.
John Bridavo,
I have heard
we need toilet police.
Oh, John.
I mean, if it goes in the toilet, let's arrest somebody.
Well, you may remember, John Bridavo, a few years ago when women were mailing their used pads and tampons to Mike Pence so he could inspect them for pregnancy. It is time for every person who menstruates in this country to send their pads and send their tampons to Clarence Slappy Thomas and Amy COVID Barrett and Neil and Brat and old Robin. Balls and Strikes. Hi, John Bridavo. How the hell are you, hon?
It's like, can I say it? I'm going to have to say it, Robin, and say it to you, John. Hey, baby, you sexy motherfucker, you.
Oh, baby, I've been listening to you now for a while. Ooh, a little passion coming out in them voices. I'm telling you, that's what makes us go. Passion that we all have within us about when we talk about something that means something to us.
It's when people ask me why I was an Africana studies major, why my master's, I'm getting my master's in diverse community development leadership. It's because of this. It is because my voice matters. My voice as a black woman to make a change in this country. And at this point, I can give fucks about what anybody thinks about me at this point.
It's needed. It is needed in this society.
It's needed because let's face it, had it not been for black women in Alabama, we would have a fucking pedophile. Was he in Congress or in the Senate?
Oh, in the Senate. Yeah.
Had it not been for black women in Georgia,
Nitwit Nero would still be president.
Would still be president.
Oh, Lord.
We, black women.
Tracy, I will tell you something. It will not be black women that save this country in these next two elections.
We can't.
There's simply not enough of us.
There's not enough of us.
This has to be inclusive to the rest of the country. Male, female, whatever you want to call yourself. Black, white, mostly white
Amen,
people.
Baby.
I have been saying on John's show for a long time, they've already come after me. I've been fighting that shit all my fucking life. It's when they start coming after you. You. Not me. That will change. They're coming for you.
And you know what?
They are coming for you.
I just had a note from Terrace out in California, and Terrace said, as a white man, when is it not white men? Especially old white men who have had some practice with it. Precisely. And look, like I said at the beginning of the program, look whose name these six have inscribed their own names next to. Roger fucking Taney, the man who wrote Dred Scott.
Yep.
He single-handedly started a civil war. And that and that fact should not be lost. We need to be talking. You know, those who do not learn from history are doomed to repeat it. Hello, here we are.
You talk about a bad decision. Dred Scott was the worst decision the Supreme Court ever fucking made.
And the 14th Amendment
came out of that shit.
And these bastards
And they
want to
do
just,
away with the 14th Amendment?
And these bastards just incorporated it by reference.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Keith Olbermann's right.
Everything's on the table. Ain't that what Thomas Clarence said?
Yeah.
It's all on the table, baby.
Yeah, he listed Uncle everything Thomas. But Loving versus Virginia, John.
That's the only one he didn't.
And that's going because, down. And I'll say it, he's married to a white woman. That is the reason why he didn't list
the name. That's the only reason.
Oh, the mixing of the races, baby. We, you know.
I'm good. Being...
No, I'm stating facts, John. That does not make me a racist. I'm stating facts.
Can't be a racist because we're not in the power for our race to do it. Oh, here we go. That's a whole nother conversation. How for never.
No, John was playing.
Yeah. I know. We know.
Oh, I know. John's my boy.
Know you're playing, right,
I know.
John. There are people who know that don't know that you are playing. But, you know. But I'm looking at all these decisions, and I'm looking at it from not only for as myself as a woman, as a black woman, as a mother of a black man, as a friend to a woman who is now living her authentic self, to the fact that I am married to a same gendered person as myself. To the fact that I am disabled as well. I click all the boxes of the
God
people.
Goddamn, honey, you've
for.
Got all the tickets to the camp.
All the tickets to the camp, y'all. All of them.
Well, and I do...
So
I,
when
I
we
do.
Talk about stakeholders, I'm a fucking stakeholder. But I am ready to drive a stake through the... Well, I can't drive a stake through the heart of these motherfuckers because they have no hearts.
Well, there is that. I hate to mention it, and I wish, God, I wish we'd come into this program flush so I didn't have to, but this is, right now, this is how this conversation dies. We have managed to raise a little over one day's programming in the course of this evening. The problem is that we are, is that by the time we get to the end of June, and there will be four programs left in June, we are 14 days behind in funding this program. In other words, we are $2,700 in the hole. We came into this program $1,800 in the hole. Okay? So we are down to about $1,730 to go. We got 26 minutes.
This is not a profitable business, Robin.
No, it is not.
And I want to key in on the word there, profitable, because nothing of what Robin is talking about is profits. This is what Robin needs to stay on the air, to keep her voice going in these fights. And we have them. Baby, they're just starting. We got November coming. There's never been a greater need for voices like Robin. And it's only through your support. It's only by those kind enough. And not everybody's got the money. Oh, my God, are you shitting me? We're all in bad shape nowadays. But it doesn't take much. A dollar or two. You know, if you can afford to go higher, please do. It's because of the support from people like y'all. It's the only thing that keeps Robin on the air.
I mean, I wish to God we had a limousine liberal, you know, a Barbara or
a
Leo.
Yeah, I keep looking for one.
Yeah, but I do have some good news. Darlene was vital to the beginning of this conversation, and she had to step off to take care of her, take care of her pup. And there's $100. I'll call it the extended "fuck the Supreme Court" challenge, courtesy of Darlene in Connecticut. So that could get it. That would get us down. That would get $500 of the hole we were in funded. And please don't
one
let this.
Can't do it all. a lot of us can do it.
Yeah. It's that whole how to eat an elephant thing. Nobody can swallow the elephant whole, but we can all take a bite. And at this point in time, we are in a plague of elephants, and the hole we're in is elephant deep. And please answer Darlene's challenge.
It's difficult. Maybe everybody's in a bind now. The economy sucks. Everybody is pinched for a dollar, and we know that.
And the thing is, John, we have been pinched, okay? This is not some natural economic process. This is entirely inorganic. It is the product of a warmongering fascist in Moscow. It is the product of hungry oil companies. $81 billion that they have $90 billion they have raked in excess profits, which they have plowed $81 billion into stock buybacks.
And the rich keep getting richer, baby.
Yeah.
Go figure how this works. They want your ass out there, poor, hungry, and needing a job. That's what they want. While they take your ass to the cleaners. You know, I said
now, the rich show, get
I
richer,
think every damn time the news comes on with a story about gas prices, it ought to be precluded by the price, the amount of money that the oil companies are raking in, pure profit, windfall. It's disgusting. This, you know, it gives the opportunity for other companies to raise their prices.
And when when you take that in conjunction with what happened today, you remember the Lilly Ledbetter law? Well, that'll be goodbye. Because see now corporations can say, well, you can't get an abortion anymore, hon, so we're not going to pay you as much, because who knows when you're going to decide to get all knocked up and have to leave work.
Well, I understand there are a few corporations stepping up, Microsoft being one, Netflix being another.
Netflix,
there was a list of them
Starbucks.
that are including travel in their employees' health benefit plan to if you need an abortion, you need to leave the state to go to someplace else to get it. It's included in the plan, baby. And there's a lot of them that are stepping up to do that. You know, it's society that gave us Roe v. Wade. This slap in the face that the Supreme Court did with their little minions of godly people on the court. The only way that's going to be changed is if we demand it. That's how it came law. It's the way we can put it back on the books. Is it your voice? You need to be out there in the street hollering as much as you can. On the radio, on a talk show, on whatever, on Facebook, on wherever you type. Put that message out that you're mad. And this isn't going to stand, baby. Because we have to send the message. It's the only way it gets through, baby. Your voice. And yeah, Robin's voice is so essential to that.
That's what I was saying earlier, John, with the exception of programs like yours, mine, a small handful of others, there is nowhere for people like us to have our voices heard. You know, Dr. King said a riot is the language of the unheard.
Well,
this is one of the few places that is hearing, that's listening. You're not going to be heard on MSNBC. You're not going to be heard on CNN. You're not going to be heard on your local fucking news.
Baby. This is grassroots shit. Robin sits in her house and does this. I sit in a spare bedroom in my house. And sometimes this shit, as Robin knows,
and that's
is
the reason
not
why y'all need to be
do.
Funded. That's why you guys need to be funded. Is because you're actually doing the work. You're doing the work that the rest of us are sitting back and saying, hey, go rah-rah for Robin and John, because they get out and use their voices. Hey, I found some cash.
Okay, because look, Robin, my dream for Robin is that I can help her get a solar power generator.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Well,
yeah.
We ought to start something within the Horn family to put a fun thing going to do exactly that. To do exactly that. That's the way these things work. I have a generator at my house. You know how come I have one?
Yep.
Because the Blue Dot family bought it for me. I live on the coast down here in Texas.
It can be
done. Concerned that we were going to lose power. And my Blue Dot family raised the money. included with that was some of the Horn family. And I was so proud of that. That thing sits on my porch out there.
Well, you know, this community does wonderful, wonderful things. You know, I'm sitting here right now, and for the first time in weeks with the heat, and I should not complain about the heat knowing where you live, John. But 95 degrees and 90% humidity inside this studio is very like waiting for it to start raining in here.
And the reason I didn't do my rant today outside was the heat. I was in my studio.
And this week, for the first time, because of the kindness of the Horn Family Community Congregation, there's an air conditioner running.
There you go, baby.
And it is a cool and comfortable 75 degrees in here.
It's heated doing this shit. Yes, I have one running in this room. It's the only way I can tolerate this shit. But as I always tell people, because they remind me all the time, Robin, I'm going to hell. So, you know, I'm thinking, well, I'll move down to South Texas, get a little acclimation going on here, you know, get ready for it, baby. Because if I'm going with a smile on my face.
Well, I always tell them, no, I'm not. I'll be sitting outside the gates teasing your ass with ice water.
No shit.
I learned that one from Annette.
Right, Robin, because I said this once on my show. If there is a God, and I always preface it by if there is one, I'll give him one chance to get on his fucking knees and apologize to me, one and one only. If he doesn't take it, fuck you. But where was I going with this? Shit. I had a thought. Fuck, I don't know. I got pissed off at God all of a sudden. I'm sorry. You know, I said it on my show today for anybody because I did a live today. I don't know how I did it. I went live on TikTok, too. So I was live on YouTube, Facebook, and TikTok and all that.
Dude, you're all over.
I'm trying. Darling, I'm trying. We're pumping the pom-poms as much as we can.
Let's leave my pom-poms out of this.
hey, no. I say shake your pom-poms. Get your ass out there and shake them pom-poms. Whatever it takes to get them into the polls, baby, to get them interested, to get them to realize that this democracy only survives because we participate in it. We quit participating, baby. It's going away, and Republicans are more than happy to help it along the way. You know, we'll turn into a fascist nation real fast, and you can drink your vodka and call each other comrade all day long. That's where this is going.
Here's a little blast from the past.
We need that.
You remember, let's see, they went on and changed their name. They're now known simply as the Chicks, because the adjective in front of Chicks is a hateful word, Dixie.
Dixie.
You remember how they went and played in England and said, who all here thinks George... No, they didn't say who all here. They said, we just wanted to say that we're from Texas and we are embarrassed that George W. Bush is a Texan. Remember that?
Yes, I do.
And yeah. It was an early manifestation of canceling. I mean, there were Chicks record burnings and they received death threats, you know, the real kind, not the made up kind that the snowflakey Republicans claim to receive.
Right. These were real.
And I am woefully not up to date on modern music. I think I got to check this. I got to check this woman out. Phoebe Bridgers. She's a singer, songwriter, guitarist. She's a record producer. She used to be a member of a band called Sloppy Jane. And in 2017, she put out her first album, Stranger in the Alps, and it got a lot of press and a lot of notice. I have got to check her out. She was invited to play the Glastonbury Festival, which happens around, the summer solstice because, you know, isn't Glastonbury, Glastonbury tour, you know, whatever. But it's a big deal to be invited to play Glastonbury. And she took the stage for her first ever set at Glastonbury in Somerset, England. And she was born and raised in Pasadena, by the way. And she stepped up to the mic and said, y'all, I am having the shittiest day. Are there any Americans here? And so out in the crowd, there were a few, yay, you know, a few of those. And then she said, hey, who wants to say fuck the Supreme Court on three? And then she said, one, two, three. Fuck the Supreme Court. And then she said, fuck America, motherfuckers, trying to tell us what to do with our fucking bodies. Fucking evil. And the crowd roared and cheered. Well, she's been nominated for a Grammy four times, and I'm ashamed that I don't know who this is. I am such an old woman. I am not hip at all. But she, the right wing outrage machine will now kick into high dudgeon. But she's right. She is absolutely right. I'm having the shittiest day. Who wants to say fuck the Supreme Court on three? Hey, let's do that here. Let's do that here.
Right on.
One, go for it.
One, one, two, three. Wait. Everybody open your mics for this one.
Okay.
Give me a couple of seconds to get your mics open. One, two, three. Fuck the Supreme Court!
Fuck the Supreme Court!
Your ass.
And here, let's help Phoebe out a little bit. Let's do this one by one. Fuck Slappy Thomas.
Fuck him. And the horse he rode in.
Fuck Sammy Bad Breath. Fuck Neil. Fuck Neil. Fuck Brat. Fuck old Balls and Strikes. Fuck Amy COVID Barrett. Fuck them all.
And in honor of Bernadette. Eno,
fuck
Clarence
Thomas. Fuck Trump.
Fuck Brad, beer belly putch, Kavanaugh.
The only way we resolve this shit is by you. You out there listening. Your voice, your vote, baby. That's what this is all about. And they're doing their best to keep you from using it, baby. So shove it up their ass. Hey. Make sure you're ready. Whatever fucking hurdle any state puts on your ass to vote, make sure you are able to clear it. Make sure you're ready. This is it, baby. Yeah.
I got some happy news for you guys.
We need happy news.
I'm no longer single.
Are you shitting me?
Nope.
You got married?
No, I have a girlfriend.
Huh?
That's a start.
I have a girlfriend.
That's a start, Ben.
Attaboy, Ben.
And we have a lot of things in common.
Yeah.
We love the Chiefs. We love Star Wars. We love Game of Thrones. We're both Democrats.
Had her at Chiefs, buddy. Come on, I know you. She had you. But that's
great. Lives in,
well, congratulations.
She lives in Phoenix, Arizona.
Well, you know, I mean, you can close the distance. Hey, great news. Darlene's Fuck the Supreme Court Part 2 challenge has been met, and it has been exceeded. Thank you to Brendan, and thank you to Kevin and Tracy, and thank you to Alma jumping in again. Thank you to Terrace. Thank you so much to George. I hope I didn't. Thank you to Roger. We have met the challenge, and we are $82 past it.
Outstanding.
Cool.
For every name that so she just that's your voice, baby.
Yeah.
And it came through loud and clear. Your voice,
hey,
and your
Robin
vote,
and
baby.
John.
Sometimes your voice can be that donation.
Yeah. Hey, Robin and John, you want to hear something really beautiful that she said today?
What
did she tell you, Ben?
She said, we're going to get out there in November. We're going to get people off their fucking ass, and we're going to go vote every single one of these little dick Republican dickheads out of fucking office.
Damn, Ben, you got yourself a firecracker.
Well, she sounds like she's got the fire, and if she's ready to fight the fight in Arizona, that's even more.
Good. That just tickles me to death, Ben. I'm happy for you. I'm happy for you, brother. We need that. We need that in our lives.
Oh, yeah.
People that support us like that.
She said
it makes all the difference in the world.
She said ever since the 2020 election, her state's been fucked up bad.
Brother, I've had mine for 45 years, and I am thankful every day of my life that she is still here.
Lord, yes.
Yeah. I ain't religious, but thank you, Lord. if you're the one that did it, well, oh, you won. I'd rather think it was just a lot of
Robin.
Work between me and her.
Yes.
Real quick, Robin, because I think I know you guys are about to get ready to leave. I don't know what happened. I was talking and I was gone. I have no idea when I lost connection. I was saying this, and like I said, I guess I was talking to the ether. I'm going to pledge, because like I said, I can work extra. I'm blessed in my privilege of being part of a dual income family, and that if I need extra money, I can go out and work. So I am going to pledge for the next, to the end of the month, a percentage. I don't know what, a percentage of what I make over the next few days to the show.
Bless your heart.
Thank you, Tracy.
You know, because I cannot, in good conscience, let this show go dark.
None of us can afford to let her go dark.
Wow.
Because it's not only her voice, it's your voice, it's all of us.
But I like I said, I don't know how much and I don't know what, but it will be something. And like I said, I don't know if I'm going to be ever to call back on the show for a while, but I will be, you know, in touch by text and phone and self and email about what I'm going to do. Cause I'm basically working every day this week until Sunday, when I get to hang with my homie Chris. We're going up to, he's coming out. We're going to Solvang, and then I'm taking like one day off for the 3rd of July, and then back to work on the 4th.
That's going to be a blast, so Tracy. I can't wait.
I'm basically going to be working 6 days a week for a while, because as you guys know, I'm going to grad school. I'm going on vacation. And as a cab driver, and yes, we're going to have a fucking blast. And
you're a cab driver. You're going on vacation. You do not need to be carrying bags. I offer my services.
I am going. But
what a man.
Know, as a
what
cab
a gentleman.
Driver, if I'm not working, I don't I still have to pay for stuff. But I'm going to put this in my budget to be able to donate some money more than what I normally donate to Robin. Because that's just, I can't, this is just too, and I implore you people who are in the position to take a, you know, a 1%, 2%, hell, you know what, fuck tithing for a while. I'm a Christian, okay? At this point, I can't really support anybody, any Christian church that is, you know, doing what I know they're doing. So at this point, start tithing to Robin. Use
there
that
you
10,
go. Tithe.
Use that 10% that you're going to give to a church who can give flying fucks about.
Bless you, sister. You have spoken unto the masses. Let them proclaim their love for democracy and tithing. That's great. Let's all tithe to Robin.
Let's all pledge to take a percentage of our earnings because I know y'all, I'm going to say it, y'all motherfuckers, I know you out there. I know you are. So put your money where
bless
your fucking mouths are and take a percentage of your earnings. Stay away from Starbucks for a week. How about that?
Ooh, that could be a nice donation.
That may be asking a little too much.
Look, at this rate,
bless your heart.
We won't have the right to go to Starbucks, because you know Starbucks is a pretty liberal company to a certain extent.
Yeah, when they're not busting unions.
When they're not, but I'm just saying.
I know.
Our choices are being whittled away. So, okay, not a week, 2 or 3 days. I know people who go to Starbucks 3 or 4 times a day. So for you people, you know, what, the Starbucks, hell, I'll give up tacos.
Girl, no.
Okay, no, that's a bit too far.
I won't tolerate that.
No, and I'm sitting here watching them set up a taco truck as we speak.
Oh.
You know, so again, I am so willing to donate a percentage of my income for the next week until the end of the month. Maybe until the end of next of the week, so she can be taken care of at least until part of July.
Thank you, Tracy.
Thank you, Tracy.
This part.
Thank you.
I just want these people to understand the fucking urgency of the situation.
And it is.
And I've got to say another thank you, a huge thank you to Cat in Ohio.
Cat in Ohio, thank you.
Yep, we are. Let's see, we've actually covered two shows tonight.
Oh man,
two shows last week. Thank you, Cat.
If we keep going, we'll catch up with the present day.
And I think I've mentioned everybody so far. And it's just it's nice to be able to hot up the mic and not be worried about, you know, what's breathing down my neck. I wish I could do this some other way. I can't. I mean, I could, but I can't. So.
Well, you have a choice, Robin. You can either do something else or you can do this.
Yeah, that's true. Yes, Bernadette.
That's what the choice is.
The one person that I want to thank is you. I want to thank you for the conversation that we had this morning and inviting me to the show and asking me to use my voice and come and support you. I want to thank everybody that has donated tonight because y'all have no idea what an awesome thing this is for this woman. Absolutely amazing. I am. After all that has happened today, this is what is taking my breath away. Thank you, Horn Network. Thank you, Blue Dots.
Oh, God, Bernadette, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for bringing your voice to this conversation.
Thank you, Tracy. That girl magic is fucking awesome. And I love it when she shines.
Lord, I know.
Thank you. Thanks, sis. Because
thank you, Bernadette.
Thank you, Bernadette. I can't. I don't have very many outlets.
This is what made me cry today. You take away my rights. Don't take away this woman's voice. And don't let it be taken away.
I hope against hope that we can, because it just seems like in the last few months it's gotten harder and harder and harder.
Oh.
But thank you.
Robin, if you don't believe in anything, believe that this is a miracle, okay? This is a miracle. If you don't believe in nothing else.
Yeah, we've gotten down as much or more than I hoped we would, and we got four more days to finish the month, and that's 4 days to, well. That's $600 a night. Six times four is 24. We got $2,400 to get left to finish the month of June, and then we start it all over again. And I wish I could tell you it's because I'm living some sort of high life. I'm not. Nobody here is.
Oh, girl, you haven't gone out and bought those latest products yet?
Yeah, sorry, no. What? And you know, I haven't. You know, I talk about needing, you know, because it's good for me when I can get out and get away from the house and meet people and talk to people. Turns out I think I'm going to be my surgeon's. I'm going to be his first patient in his new office on the first day he comes to work because I set that up today. I will be gone Monday, August the 1st, and should be home in time maybe for the program on August the 2nd. You know, I'm never gone from here very much. Tara said, you're welcome. Such a bad day. I know.
Yeah.
I want to share a note from Kim in New Jersey. I've known Kim and Malin for years and years and years. It's not about abortion. So much bigger. Welcome to Nazi America. As I said almost 6 years ago, it's over. And if you think the Democrats can fix this, you're delusional. Well, Kim, the only thing I disagree with you is that last sentence. Because nobody else, then we just have to, we just knuckle under and say that we're licked, we're beat. But the idea that it's not solely about abortion is absolutely true. but abortion is the issue that is here right now in front of us. The fact of the matter is, AOC said something earlier, and she was absolutely right. I'm trying to find where Joy sent it to me. Can't find it right now, but she basically said the same thing. This is not solely an abortion issue. Joy said, I need to understand how this isn't indentured servitude. Forced use of my uterus to serve the state against my will, and as always, my friend Joyce, who died in childbirth, is ever top of mind for me. I'm still stunned. And, of course, Joy is in Ann Arbor, but she's a Texas girl through and through. And she said, my friends and family in Texas say it's truly a shithole nation down there, more than when I was there only last September. Third world shit. And, John, you tell me if she's right. I suspect she is.
John left.
Oh, okay. Well, that brings us to a close. This conversation could continue all night long. I want to thank everybody for creating the space for some really, really difficult conversation and some really painful talk. I want to thank you all, because that's how this community works. Sometimes we listen to the people who are hurting most, and it helps so much. You know, Alma just wrote a minute ago and said, "Hi, what an absolutely beautiful community. I love all of you women and men who love democracy." Alma. Thank you, Alma. We love you. And Jude said, I was present once again this morning to Sean Penn's portrayal of the walk of Harvey Milk. I'll fight for you because I am you. Adding this, also, Harvey Milk. If that bullet should enter my brain, let that bullet destroy every closet door. I'm not a fatalist, Robin, yet death visits each of us. Let the journey be one of focused and from the very soul. Be well, family, says Jude. Thank you, Jude. Look, please. Please, pretty please. Be situationally aware. Be hyper aware of your circumstances. If you're in a crowd, watch the people in the crowd. If you see something, say something. They are everywhere. And they can get an AR-15 more easily than a woman can get reproductive health care. And that is a fact in the fascist states of America. That is the reality that has been foisted upon us today. Wow, thank you. Matt in San Francisco says, $300 on the table in memory of my late mother and sister. Call it the spinning in their grave challenge. I will fight the fascists until one of us wins. Back in my 20s, I buried more friends due to AIDS, and the government couldn't have cared less. We organized and took care of each other and changed shit. And we were a bunch of queens. I can't wait to see what women do with this anger. Amen. From your mouth to God's or goddess's ear, Matt. So there's $300 more on the table. And as this program closes for the evening, because I really feel a need to stand with my sisters across the river at the courthouse. I haven't felt this need in a very long time, and I simply must be there. I'm not done up. I'll be looking rough as a cob, but I will be there. And so as the program closes, please, if you can, so many have already stepped up, if you can, we can take the fundraising goal down to $1,800, and that's a lot more manageable than 24. $300 challenge on the table. Thank you, Matt. Thank you. Thank you so. And thanks to every one of you. Thanks for this conversation. I have been sick at heart since about 10 o'clock this morning, knowing what was coming. And yet, when it came, even knowing that it was coming. It's like, you know, if you've got a 100-year-old auntie and she's led a wonderful and full life, you know she's going to pass. But when she does, it still hurts. It hurts so much. And the grief is so strong. And that's what today felt like. I have watched my country, we have watched our country take a header into the toilet today. Oh God, it's so awful. But we have lifted up each other in this conversation, and we know that we have the strength to fight. We know that we have the strength to carry on. We know that we have the strength to reverse this toxic, filthy flood tide of fascism, religious tyranny, theocracy, religious fascism. We have the power. If only we will leverage it. If only we will make it real. And so with that, I will say one more time, thanks to each and every one of you. Thanks to those of you who spoke. Thanks to those of you who sat back and let the speaking take place. Oh my God, what a powerful program this was. Thank you to our Patreon and PayPal subscribers. Thanks to our a la carte contributors this evening. This was truly miraculous. Thank you. Thank you to each and every one of you who shares your precious finite time engaging in this long-running conversation in whatever manner you so choose. Thank you. Thank you to our all-volunteer staff. Thanks to Sparky in the chat room and Skype chat. Thank you. Thank you to our news ninjas. Thank you, Brother Deacon Asa, HeadOn.live. Remember, brand new fresh Malloy on the way at 9 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, 6 p.m. Pacific. Malloy will be, I predict, somewhere near spontaneous combustion. His righteous fury will be epic. Best place to listen to the first run of Malloy is headon.live. Thank you, John Fox in Australia. Thank you, Ben Birch, WhiteRoseSociety.org. Billions and billions of hours of progressive broadcasting served. And please, and thank you especially, Ben, because there have been some problems at White Rose. He got them all up and running. It's awesome. Please stay safe. Thanks to the hardest working, bravest people I know, the folks at Coal River Mountain Watch, crmw.net. You know, one of the things that, you know, Coal River Mountain Watch works on issues of mountaintop removal and Appalachian economic and environmental justice. But the beating heart is an activist heart, and I have no doubt that every single person involved with Coal River Mountain Watch is as outraged as the rest of us are today, because they know the toll that oppression takes on people up hollers, too. Please stay safe. Get your boosters. Wear your mask when you're in crowds. Do everything you can to avoid this latest spreading Omicron variant. Wash your hands. Don't touch your face. Use your hand sanitizer. Maintain your social distance. And for God's sakes, if some bilious old gas bag comes burbling towards you saying, next thing we got to do is go after Griswold and Obergefell and Lawrence. Avoid that vulgar man like the plague. Because he is. Oh, thank you, Les. Les says, I'm getting the brakes beat off my ass being gouged by big oil. $6.30 a gallon diesel. That being said, my tank will be 3 gallons short next week. I got a tub on it tonight. Wish I could do more, but no brakes. Thank you, Les. Thank you. So that's a start on Matt's challenge. So we got 280 to go on that. Thank you. Thank you, Les. And always, 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 Gina, it's all for you. Have a great weekend, everybody. As the late, great Judy Bond said as she lay dying from the poisons foisted upon her by the coal industry, fight harder. Later.